The findings of the investigation were based on interviews with 38 people. It included 21 who were arrested but later released. They say they were beaten with batons even when they didn't put up resistance. Amnesty said it showed a disturbing pattern of reckless and unlawful tactics by the force. In many of the cases, protesters were admitted to hospital following detention. Their injuries ranged from head wounds to fractured arms. The investigation concluded that an independent probe into the force's action was urgently needed. Hong Kong's chief executive formally announced the withdrawal of the bill that sparked the crisis on June 9th, but the behavior and actions of the police continues to inflame tensions and fuel unrest.